Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Heyam Abayz. So says the Mishnah, we're holding now that the Kohen Gadol, he just went to the mikvah for the second time, he took off his big day Zav, and now he puts on his big day Lavan, Ubala eats a pari, and he goes to his par, Uparu hayu aime bin ulam vila mizbeach, and his par was standing between the ulam and the mizbeach, the ulam which was on the west of the Azara, and the mizbeach which was on the east of the Azara. If we imagine on our Gemara that the east is on the right side of the page, and the west is on the left side of the page, so the ulam was on the left, and the mizbeach was on the right, and the par was in between the two, it was in between the ulam and the mizbeach. Raishay ledare, his head was facing towards the south, that would be the bottom of the page. Upan of Lamayriv, and was facing to the west, which we'll see in the Gemara how that's possible. Was it facing to the south, or was it facing to the west, towards the ulam, towards the left side of the page? Va'akayin oimi b'mizrach, the kain stood on the east, on the right side, closer to the mizbeach. Upan of Lamayriv, and he was facing towards the west, towards the par. V'soymeich shtei yodav alav, and he would be soymeich his two hands on the par, u'mizvada, and he would say vidoy, v'kachay o'imer, and he said the following, he said, Ana Hashem, avisi, pashati, chatasi, I sinned, b'mezid, b'merida, b'shoygeg, l'fanecha, I sinned before you, ani u'besi, me and my wife, Ana Hashem, kaperno, l'avoynes, l'apesham, v'chatoim, he says, Hashem, please be mechaper for the different sins, v'lchatom sha'avisi, v'shapashati, v'shachatosi, l'fanecha, for all the different sins that I did in front of you, ani uvesi, me and my wife, kakosu v'teres meisha avdecha, as it says in your Torah, ki v'yoyim hazeh yichaper v'goymer. Now, v'hein and they, referring to the kohanim and the am, ha'imdim ba'azara, when they would hear the Shema Mefarish Yaitzim Epi Kohen Gadol, like we say during the Avodah of Yom Kippur, when they would hear the Shema Mefarish Yaitzim Epi Kohen Gadol, so they would say, they would ayin and achrav, they would answer, Baruch Shem Kevoy Malchusai Loilam Vaid. So now says the Gemara. Now a little bit of background is necessary. So we said that the power was standing Beina Ulam Vela Mizbeach. Now, we know there's a halacha, we say it in Ezim Mekayman, that Chatos, just like all Katshe Kedoshim, need to be shechted in the north of the Azara. They all need to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara. Now, if we say that the par of the Kohen Gadol, which was a Chatos, if we say that this par of the Kohen Gadol, that he did the Smicha, and presumably that means the Shechita also, because take up the Smicha, Shechita, right after the Smicha comes the Shechita, so presumably if he did the Smicha between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, so that's also where the Shechita took place. The Shechita takes place between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, if we know that the Chatas needs Safa and it needs to be done in the north, the Shechita needs to be in the north of the Azara, so then we could then figure out that must mean that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that the area between Ulam and Mizbeach is considered north. That's considered tzafain, right? The pasuk says bekotche kedoshim. It says yerech hamizbeach tzafaina, that it needs to be shechted on the side of the mizbeach on the north. So if a chatas and kotche kedoshim need to be shechted in the north, and this bein ulam v'la mizbeach is where the power of the kohen gadol was shechted, it must be that's considered the north. So says the gemara. Man shamisli the amar bein ulam v'la mizbeach tzafain. Who is the tana who holds like this that this area bein ulam v'la mizbeach is considered the north? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimini. The Tan is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Tan we learned in the Braisa, Ezu Tzafin. What's considered Tzafin when it comes to these halachas of shechting in the Tzafin of the Azara? So says the Gemara. The first sheet is Mikir Shel Mizbeach Tzafina Vad Kaisel Hazara. The area that's considered Tzafin is from the northern wall of the Mizbeach. Like we said, imagine the Mizbeach is on the right side of the page. So from the northern wall, from the top of the page and upwards until the northern wall of the Azara, from the top of the Mizbeach until the northern wall of the Azara, Uchineged Kol Mizbeach Kuloi, opposite the whole Makim of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach itself was 32 Ames by 32 Ames. So Kineged this whole area of 32 Ames, all the area north of the Mizbeach until the northern wall of the Azara, that's considered Tzafin regarding these halachas, Divrei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it has to be on the side of the Mizbeach, Yerech Mizbeach Tzafina, it refers just to this area, Mamesh north of the northern wall of the Mizbeach. So that's Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is Maisif Af Bina Ulam Vla Mizbeach. He's Maisif also the area on the northern part of the Azara, but the northern part of the Azara that's Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach, that's also included. Even the part between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, not just the right side of the page, so to speak. Even the area between the Ulam Vla Mizbeach, all parts of that are in the northern part of the Azara, in the northern half of the Azara, that's also considered suffering for these halachas. That's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Maisif Af makim drisas ragli kayhanim, he's maisif also the Ezra's kayhanim, va'af makim drisas ragli Yisrael, and the Ezra's Yisrael, which is even more to the east, in our example, to the right of the Mizbeach. That was even more eastern, more towards the east, more eastern of the Azara than the Mizbeach. So even though that, even the Ezra's kayhanim and the Ezra's Yisrael, the northern parts of the Ezra's kayhanim and the Ezra's Yisrael, the parts of it that were in the north of the Azara, that's also considered Safin. That's Rabbi Shita. Aval, however, everyone agrees that min ha-chalifais v'lefneim ha-kol ma'idim shapasol. Everybody agrees that from the chalifais and inward, which Rashi explains means that there were certain chambers of the ulam, the part of the ulam that protruded north of more than the heichal, so there was, that's called the chalifais. So so those chambers, any of that area, and to the west of that, so that's all pasol, that's not considered safin, even though it is in the northern part of the Azara, but l'maisa, since you can't even see the mizbeach from those areas, because the ulam blocks the view of the mizbeach, so it can't be called yarech ha-mizbeach, it can't be called to the side of the mizbeach, so that area, everybody agrees, even though it's in the north of the Azara, it's in the northern part of the Azara, everyone agrees that that place is not kosher, that place is pasul to shecht kachri kedoshim. So now says the Gemara, now that we just mentioned the three shitas, we mentioned the shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he said mam is just the area connected to the northern wall of the Mizbeach. We mentioned Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who is Maisev ben Ulam v'la Mizbeach, and we mentioned shitas Rabbi, who is Maisev, the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Kayanim. So says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he say that the Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, v'lai Rabbi, and not even Rabbi, it's only Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is assuming now that when Rabbi was Maisev, the Ezra's Kayanim and the Ezra's Yisrael, as being considered part of Tzafon regarding these halachas, he was only maisif that on the shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said just the area Kneged, the northern wall of the Mizbeach, and on that Rebbe added, no, also the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael. Also the northern part of the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael is also included. But Rebbe wasn't being adding on to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon shita. He was only adding to the first shita. That's what the Gemara assumes right now. And therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah, who clearly holds that Ben Ulam Vela Mizbeach is considered Safin, is only Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, it's not even Rabbi. Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi could even be Rabbi. Hash the Rabbi, the Gersa of the Bach, Hash the Rabbi add the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Maisif. If we see that Rabbi was even adding on to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, he added even the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael, so add Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Loi Maisif, you think he's not Maida, you think he's not Maskim, that he could also Shecht it between the Ulam Vela Mizbeach, meaning, the way Rashi explains, is that the area between the Ulam Vela Mizbeach has more Kedusha, because it's closer to the Heichal. So if Rebbe was Maisif, the most farthest place away from the Heichal, farthest place from the Ulam, he was Maisif even the Ezra's Kayanim and Ezra's Yisrael, which we said is even more east, more to the right of the Mizbeach. So if he was Maisif, that is being considered part of Tzafin, so in Kol Shekin, he's going to be Maida to the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach is considered Tzafin, and therefore the Tana of the Mishnah is not limited to being just like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, it could even be like Rabbi, because even Rabbi, when it says that he's Maisif, Ezra's Kainim and Ezra's Yisrael, he's also Maisif to the Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach. He's Maida to that as well. Says the Gemara, at least that's what you could say. So there's no hechruch that the Tana of the Mishnah is dafkar belazer Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi. It could even be like Rabbi. Says the Gemara, and on hachi karmin, and this is what we mean to say. E Rabbi he said naik me bekuli as a bekula azara. If it's really going like Rabbi, so then why does the shechita have to be dafka bein ulam v'la mizbeach? It could be even by the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael. Why would they dafka make it close to the heichal, which is a place that maybe you would think it's not even so bekavadik to put the animal there? Put it farther away. If Rebbe's maisif, even the bein ulam v'la mizbeach, is maisif even the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael, so shouldn't the smicha and the shechita be over there? Why would the Tana say dafka to put the bein ulam v'la mizbeach? So that's what we mean to say. That the chayra, the mission is not like Rebbe, says the Gemara. Why isn't any better if it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Elamai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. You're going to tell me that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. V'naikmei bein mizbeach v'la kaisel. Everybody agrees that the part that's connected the northern wall of the mizbeach. So that everyone agrees that that's considered suffering. So even according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, we could ask the same kasha: why put the animal bein ulam v'la mizbeach? Why not put it on the connected the northern wall of the mizbeach? Elamai ischalameim. What are you going to have to say? That why did they bring it so close to the ulam and so close to the heichal? Mishum chulsha dekayin gadol. It's because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. We don't want him to work too hard. He's fasting. He has a lot of avodah to do. So we don't want him to work too hard. And right after the shechita, he's going to have to bring the dam into the heichal. So therefore, we dafka want to bring him very close. We want to bring him very close. We don't want him to have to walk too far. So that's why they put the animal over there. So therefore, once you tell me that, so then the Rebbe Nami, Mishum Chulshu Dekayin Gadol, so the Tana of the Mishnah could even be like Rebbe. It's not limited to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, it could even be like Rebbe, and the reason why they dafka put the animal Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach, even though there are places that are much farther, that are still considered Safin regarding these halachas, is because Chulshu Dekayin Gadol, we don't want to make the Kayin Gadol have to work too hard. Says the Gemara Vaitza. We said in the Mishnah, Reishay Ladarim, Upanav L'mayriv. We said that the head of the animal was to the south, and it was facing to the west. Which again, if we imagine that the right side of the page is east, the left side of the page is west, that means the south is the bottom of the page. So it was facing south, and its face was to the west. Frak the Gemara, Hechi Mishkachasla, how do you have such a thing? Was it south or was it west? How do you have that it was south and west? Amar Rav, Ba'aikim es Reishay. They would twist his head, so they would, the animal itself, it's the back of the animal was facing the top of the page, was facing north, and the head of the animal was facing the bottom of the page, was facing south. But then they turned the head so that it was facing to the left side of the page, it was facing to the west. So that's how you have it, that the animal was facing towards the south, but its face was to the west, because they turned the head to the west. If you want it to be that the head is facing the west, so then why not just stand the animal that way? Make the back of the animal towards the right side of the page, towards the east, and then the front of the animal will be straight towards the west, if that's where you want it to face, and then just have it face there directly. Why make it that it's facing the south and then twist its head? Just have it facing the west directly. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Gzeirah Shem Yarbis Glolim. The reason why we don't want to have the animal with its back facing the east is because we're nervous, we're concerned that maybe it's going to go to the bathroom. Maybe it's going to go to the bathroom and what's to the east, what's to the right of the animal if it's facing directly to the west? Right on the back of the animal will be the Mizbeach. Now that would be a bizarre. So therefore, we didn't want that to happen. So therefore, they had the animal with its back facing the north, away from everything, and then they turned the head to the west. So even if it went to the bathroom, we wouldn't have that bizayon. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanu. Ketzad Saimich. And Rashi says this is a general shayla. We want to know in general, by Kotche Kedoshim, what was the mahal? How does smicha work? So says the Braisa. Hazevach Oimei Betzafon. The carbon would stand in the northern part of the Azara, like we just said, Upanav Lamayrif, and it would face to the west, so it was in the northern part of the Azara, and now it could even be facing directly to the west. It wasn't Dafka Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach, so it could be that it was facing directly to the west, with its back facing towards the east. That wouldn't be towards the Mizbeach necessarily. And then Vasaymech Aimid Vamizrach, the Saymech, the one doing the smicha, he would stand towards the east, which means to the east of the animal, towards the right of the animal, Upanav L'mayrev, and he would face to the west, towards the head of the animal. So he was standing closer to the back of the animal, facing the head of the animal towards the west. Umaniach shtei yadav bein shtei kranei shel zevach, and he would put his hands between the horns of the animal. Ubavad shel yehi davar chaytzeitz beinu lebein hazevach. He had to make sure that there was nothing being chaytzeitz between his hands and the animal. And so then he would put his hands by the animal's head. Umizvade, and he would say vidoy al chatos avin chatos, for a chatos, he would say vidoy for whatever avera it was that he's bringing the chatos for. Val asham avin asham, and for an asham, he would save the vidoy for whatever avera he was bringing the asham for. Val ayla, for an ayla, now we're gonna have a machlekes. What vidoy was said for an ayla? So says the Braisa, al ayla avin leket shechu peyab. Maisrani the Bach takes out. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that for an Ayla, he would have in mind the Avon of Leket Shechu Peah, for not giving different Matnei Saniyah, for not giving to the poor people properly Leket Shechu Peah. That's what he would have in mind when he would bring an Ayla. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, and we'll explain that soon. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Ein Ayla Ba, Ela Ala Seva Leisa Seishanit Tik Lase. Then no, an Ayla is only bra for an Aseh, or Laisa say that's nite klase. It's only brought for an Aveira that doesn't have Malkus, either because it's an Asay, and Asay doesn't have Malkus, or a Laisa say, shanite klase, a Laisa say, such as Gezel, which the Torah then says afterwards, don't steal, and if you do, then return it. So it's something that the Asay fixes the Laisa say, that the Asay already fixes the Laisa say, there's no Malkus. So on such an Aveira, there's a carbon Ayla. A carbon Ayla is only for these types of Aveiras. An Asay or a Laisa say, shanite klase, but not for Avain Leka Chechupaya. So says the Gemara B'mai Kamiflegi. What are they arguing about? And this is really a much more loaded question than what meets the eye. Which means like this. When the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva says that an Ayla is only Ba for an Aseh or a Leis Aseh, Shanitik La Aseh, the Gemara assumes right now and we'll see that it's true, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili agrees to that halacha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili also agrees that an Ayla is only ba for an ase and a lay sase shanite glase. It's not just ba for avin leka chikhu peya. When Rabbi Yosi Aglili said it's ba for avin leka chikhu peya, he was merely giving examples of an ase, of a lay sase shanite glase. Because by avin leka chikhu, by the avin of leka chikhu peya, so the Torah also says not to take the matnes aniyim, and it says to be tazev, it says to leave it over to the for the poor people. So it's a leisa say shanite glase. It's a leisa say not to take it, and if you do, to leave it over to the poor people. So when Rabbi Yosi Aglili himself, when he said leket shechupeya, he meant that those as examples of a leisa say shanite glase. Clearly, then when Rabbi Akiva argues, he's coming to say that that's not considered a leisa say shanite glase, and we'll have to see why not. But ma'akamifli, what's the machlekes? Why does Rabbi Yosi Aglili consider leket shechupeya to be a leisa say shanite glase, which would make sense? It seems like that's what it is. It says not to take it, and then it says tazlev, to leave it to the ani. And why does Rabbi Akiva say that no, it's not considered a leisa say shanite glase? What's the machlekes taluyin? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, turning on Talmud Beis, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, belavd in Nevela kamiflegi. They're arguing about the lav of Nevela. By the lav of Nevela also, the Torah says not to eat Nevela, and the Torah also says to leave it to the, to give it to the Ger Taishav. So the Torah says alei sase, and the Torah says naset. Now, it's obvious that when it comes to Nevela, when the Torah said the ase, to give it to the Ger Taishav, the Torah is not saying don't eat it, and if you do, give it to the Ger Taishav. Because if you do, if you ate it, so then there is no Nevela to give to the Ger Taishav. So what does it mean when the Torah says not to eat it, and then to give it to the Ger Taishav? It means don't eat it, and before you eat it, the ase is kad malat lalei sase. The ase is not telling you a way to fix the lalei sase. The ase is telling you something to do with that before ever doing the lalei sase. Give it to the Ger Taishav and don't eat it. Not don't eat it, and then if you do, give it to the Ger Taishav. This is, even though it's a leis asei and asei, not every leis asei and asei is coming to, is a leis asei shanitik laasei. And so the machlekes about leket shechupeya is it like nevela? Rabbi Akiva savar lav ma'al yehu. Rabbi Akiva says that nevela is a regular lav. It's not a lav shenitek lase. Even though it's true that the Torah gave a leis ase and an ase, the Torah, that's the setup of the iser, that there's a leis ase and ase. La halacha, that's considered a regular leis ase, that there's a chiyav malchus. And so too leket shechupeya. Even though the Torah says not to eat it, and it says tazav, to leave it to the ani, the Gemara is assuming right now, Rabbi Yirmi is assuming, that tazav is not a tikkun for the leis aseh. The Torah doesn't mean don't eat the matnes aniyim, don't take it, and if you do, give it to the ani. The Torah means to say tazav, to before you ever take it, leave it, give it to the ani, don't ever take it. So now Rabbi Kiva holds, when you have such a setup of a leis aseh and aseh, that the aseh is not a tikkun for the leis aseh. It happens to be, this iser has a leis ase, and it has an ase. But the ase was never made as a tikkun for the leis ase. It wasn't said as a fix for the leis ase. So then the halacha is that's considered a regular lav, that there's a chiv malchus, memela there won't be an oila for it. That's why Rabbi Akiva Dafka didn't give the examples of leket shechupeya. He said only a real leis ase shenitek lase, not leket shechupeya. That's not considered a lav shenitek lase. That's a lav that has regular malchus, because the ase is not a fix for the leis ase. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who gave leket shechupeya as examples, he holds a lav, that lav malihu, that it's not considered a regular lav, that nevela is not considered a regular lav, even though he's maida that ase is not there to fix the leis ase. It's a separate thing. There's a leis ase and there's an ase. And by leket shechupeya as well, he's maida that ase is not meant as a fix. It's not don't take it, and if you do, give it to the ani. The ase is a separate ase. It's an ase just telling you don't ever take it, and instead give it to the ani. Not, and then if you take it, to give it to the ani. The Torah is saying tazlev, to leave it to the ani before you ever take it. But still, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that when you have such a setup, a leis ase and ase lemaisa, that's no longer a regular lav. That's no longer a regular lav. We learn out the lav in Rechayiv Malkus from the lav of Chasima of muzzling an animal, which is just a plain lav. Lamaisa, now this is not daima anymore to the lav of chasima. It's not a regular lav, because it has a lav and it has an ase to it. Memela, there's no malchus, and that's why Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that an oila is ba to be mechaper for leket shechupeya, even though it's not a lav shenitek lase in the classic sense. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's teretz to explain the machlekes. Abayi Amar, Abayi says no. The kuli amal lav the nevela lav mal yahavi. Everyone holds like what we just said. Rabbi Kiva said that the lav of the nevela is considered a regular lav that's chayiv malchus, being that asay is not there to be masakin the leis asay. Says Abayi, everybody agrees that that type of lav gets malchus. No one holds that that's not daimed to the lav of chasima and therefore it's pater for malchus. Everybody holds that since the asay is not there as a tikkun for the leis asay, so therefore it gets malchus. So now, what's the machlekes about leket shechupeah? V'hacha betazoiv kamifilgi. They're gufa arguing about the tazoiv, about the assay of leket shechupeah. The Rabbi Akiva savar tazoiv meikara mashma. Rabbi Akiva holds that when the Torah said tazoiv, it wasn't saying it as a fix. It wasn't saying don't take it, and then if you do tazoiv, tazoiv is meikara mashma. It's mashma before you ever take it. Leave it for the ani. Don't ever take it and leave it for the ani. And it's mashma meikara, not as a nitik lasei, not as a fix for the assay. It's not a leis asay shenitik laaset. Says the Rabbi Yosi Aglili savar hashta mashma. However, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that no, that the asay of tazlev is a fix for the leis asay. It's saying don't take the matnei saniyim, and if you do tazlev, give it back to the ani, and therefore leket shechupea is a lav shenitik laaset memelitz potter from malchus, and that's why Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that the oila is ba for avin leket shechupea, and Rabbi Akiva says that no, it's not a lav shenitik laaset. It's a regular lav because the assay that of Tazlev is Meikar Mashma, it is Chayiv Malkus, and therefore he says that Naila is not Ba for the Avain of Leket Shechlupeah.